Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for the Big 8 Morning Mess. Am I wrong? Replay. On 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Kara joins us today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Kara. How are you?
Good morning. I usually am okay, but I'm just getting so frustrated, and that's the way I feel this morning.
Oh, uh-oh. Great. This will be fun.
Mark says great.
Why are you so... Well, great in a, you know, not great, but... Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Who's frustrating you so much? I'm guessing it's some kind of husband or something.
Yeah, for a change.
What?
Yeah, I mean... His birthday's coming up in like a week.
Oh, mine too.
And every day, I mean, I'm sorry, every year I ask him, you know, what he wants for his birthday. I want to give him something nice, something that he wants.
Right.
And every year he tells me, I don't need anything.
Right.
And then I say, I didn't ask you what you needed. I asked you what you want.
Right.
I'll give you something nice. And it goes back and forth. And he says, well, don't get me anything. I said, well... No, we have to celebrate your birthday. The kids want to know what you want. Your folks want to know what you want. The people at the office want to know what you want.
Right.
I need to give them some idea. I just wish you would help me.
You know, that's
and
so funny.
I'm getting at my rope's end.
Yeah, no, I get it. My birthday's coming up, too, and my wife and I have the same conversation, except she goes, what do you want for your birthday? And I go, a Rolex.
And let me guess, that doesn't go over well.
So it's kind of similar.
I guess that could be frustrating, too.
Yeah, it's frustrating. hang on. What's your husband's name?
Nick.
All right, let's call Nick and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Nick, hey, good morning. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, hi, what's up?
Hi, we also have your wife on the phone.
Yeah, Kara?
Hi, sweetheart.
What's going on, Kara?
We wanted to wish you a happy early birthday, first of all.
Okay, thanks.
we heard that you don't have any ideas for Kara to get you as a present.
Yeah, we wanted to know, she wants to know what you want for your birthday, but you won't tell her. What's up with that?
Well, I don't need anything.
It's not what you need. It's what you want.
Right.
You well, why would I want you to buy something if I don't want anything?
I didn't say what you don't want. It's what you do want.
Right.
The kids want you
I
to
don't want
to
anything.
Get
I don't need
for you
anything.
And
I don't
your
need
mom
anything. I don't want anything.
Office.
I want you to get something for me that I don't want. Why would I want something? Like, I don't want this. What am I going to do with this now?
Okay. Nick, do you have like any hobbies or anything? Is there anything you would buy for yourself that maybe you could have your wife buy for you instead?
I don't need anything.
That's probably the problem is that he's already bought it for himself. That's what most guys do.
I got everything I need. I don't need anything. I don't want her to buy something I'm not going to use or want. I don't need anything.
See how frustrating this is for me?
It's not frustrating. Why are you thinking, oh, good, I don't have to spend money. This is great. You should be happy.
Kara, there's not something that, like, you could surprise him with? Like, maybe, like, an experience or just, like, tickets to a concert or, like, something like that he might like?
I've tried all that. And he says, I'm not going out. I don't want to see that.
And then he wasted your money.
On my own that I think will be fun.
Yes.
And he just, I mean, every year it's like getting kicked in the gut, you know? I just
want to
celebrate, sweetheart, and you just... I don't know. You're so resistant.
I think I'm being nice. I'm saying, hey, don't worry about it. I don't need anything.
Okay. All right. So, Kara, you just want him to give you at least one idea as to something to get you for his get him for his birthday.
Yeah, just one thing would be helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
And Nick, there's nothing you can think of at all.
Well, if I don't need anything, I don't want anything. What can you get me?
Oh, that's a great point. 340. Not, can't argue with that.
Really sticking with the story.
Hey, Liz from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just getting to work, so we'll see how the day goes from here.
Oh, yeah. Well,
just getting started.
It's all downhill. What do you want to say about today's Am I Wrong?
That man sounds exactly like my husband. I gave up a long time ago. Basically, what I do is I get him a Visa gift card because I know he's just going to buy what he wants when he wants it. He's not going to wait for a holiday or a birthday.
Yeah.
So I get him a Visa gift card so he can buy what he wants when he wants it. He doesn't have to wait or save up because he already has the money.
That's a good idea.
If we go out to dinner, usually even for his birthday, he's going to want to go out to dinner. Obviously, he picks the restaurant, and then just when the bill comes, I make sure I pick up the tab.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
It's not a bad idea. I'll tell you what, my birthday is coming up in exactly 2 weeks. And
everybody mark it down on your calendars.
And that was the number one reason I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, we know.
And the other thing is my wife, you know, I don't do the same thing, but what I do is I just look at things that I need. Like, for example, there's this aftershave that I like, right?
Like socks.
I do need socks.
Something so boring.
Yeah, something that's so boring. Or you know what happened is if something breaks in the house, I'll say, like our cutting board. You know, we had a cutting board, and it split right down the middle. And I told my wife, I said, just give me a new cutting board for my birthday.
Yeah.
And that way you're killing two birds with one stone. You're buying something for me, and it's also something that we need.
Is she going to do that? Or does she feel like it's kind of too boring to get you? Or you guys are past that point?
No, I mean, it's what I asked for.
Oh, okay.
A cutting board and some aftershave.
There you go.
Liz, remember that.
Happy birthday.
Liz, remember that. Cutting board,
cutting board and aftershave.
2 weeks from right now. It's a party right there. Allison from St. Augustine. Oh, and I found out today I need a new pair of pants because there's a big hole in the back of my...
No, although you're trendy.
You think I should keep...
Yeah, you're on point.
Okay, never mind. No pants then. Just the cutting board
well,
and the aftershave.
Please wear pants.
Allison from St. Augustine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I have a perfect solution for her.
What is the perfect solution?
Cook him his favorite meal.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, but don't you do that anyway? Like, isn't that part of the whole birthday experience? Just, or no?
Don't you women get in the kitchen anyways and do that?
Well, I'm not saying you women. Like, actually, for my wife, I would get her favorite meal for her birthday.
Well, yeah, you go out to dinner.
I think she doesn't really have a problem. I think what her thing is, she probably wants a really good gift from him, so she feels guilty that he doesn't need anything.
Oh, that could be it.
Oh, I never thought about it like that.
See, so like if she doesn't get him something nice, then she can't justify getting something nice from him.
Exactly. That's what I think's really going on.
Yeah. See, my wife doesn't have that problem.
But doesn't your wife or your significant other know you well enough to know something you would like, even if it's not something you've like said?
See, but you would think I don't think that's true, though, right?
Why?
We never get gifts. We just get cards, and we don't even expect anything. It's all about the kids nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that's different.
No, my wife has bought me shirts that, like, she buys me, and I go, this is nice, and she goes, oh, my God, you totally don't like it. And I go, well, it's not really, you know, something I would see myself wearing. Yeah. So she stopped buying me shirts. She'll buy me a shirt when I'm there and then just wrap it up and give it to me later.
That's a good idea, too. It's hard to pick out clothes for you guys.
Yeah.
You're very picky.
Thanks. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, what do you want to say?
I want to say my husband is the same way. So she should go to thisiswhyimbroke.com, and they have the most random but interesting gifts.
I love that website.
Have you ever been to it? No.
Megan, you've never been there?
No.
This is why I'm broke. I'm surprised. I'm shocked you've never been there.
Okay, well, this is awesome.
What? Yes.
It's we're both going there right now.
Oh, what?
It's all just crazy stuff that you don't need but you want.
Oh,
like for example, make toasty scrumptious sandwiches in these toaster bags. What else?
Holographic Halloween decorations. That is so cool.
Non-lethal salt firing self defense gun. That's
lots
what I want.
Of cool man stuff.
Yeah, 10-person cabin tent. The fetish coloring book.
Oh, my God. The thing that you can make a grilled cheese in a toaster.
Is that what you just said? Megan, so human cool. skull fireplace log. So it looks like you're burning human skulls in sacrifice.
I'm really sad that you told us about this because now this is all I'm going to do at work.
You're welcome.
See you later, Pinterest. Moving on.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate that's a great. That's. Have you seen this one? The Karma Sutra handbooks.
I'm looking at that right now.
Oh, okay, all right, perfect. It's very expensive, but probably worth it.
Wow, totally worth it.
This is
visuals.
Shirley from East Arlington. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. I've been in the same position as her for years with my husband, and I figured out how to handle it.
Okay. What do you do?
Throughout the year, as my husband says different things, and I know, that might be a good gift idea. You know, you never remember them when the time comes. I have I use my my document app and my phone, and I keep track of all those little things. So that way, when it comes time for birthdays and Christmas, I actually have a list of ideas to give him that he won't even remember because he said it on the fly.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's great. That would have been great for her like 6 months ago.
Right, exactly.
But she's a little...
I do it for the husband, the kids, everybody. Anytime I think of an idea for somebody, I have an app and I have their names listed and all the different ideas I have for them. So that way I can always get a gift.
All right, so what are you getting me?
Well, apparently you like a certain aftershave and...
And a cutting brush. Wow, look at that.
Thank you for listening.
Oh my God, she put it in her app. I appreciate that. That's so great. 340-9595. You know what else is a great idea? Are those like subscription boxes? Like there's this one called Watch Gang. And it's like $30 a month, and they send you a new watch every month.
Oh, yeah. Or like their clothing boxes and stuff like that.
Yeah, or like depending on what your guy's into, they've got like geek stuff, like Geek Crate or something.
Oh, I have a great one for her.
What is it?
A boobs coloring book. That's on thisiswhyimbroke.com.
Yeah, okay. Wait, is it actual boobs or is it just pictures of stupid guys?
Look.
Oh, it's actual boobs.
Yeah, it's cartoons. Don't worry.
Because like Megan would get me a boob coloring book, and it would just be pictures of me.
That's a great idea.
Patty from St. John's.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. What'd you want to say?
Well, every man likes sports, don't they? I mean, I would think if the husband likes a sports team, get him a jersey for his favorite team. I'm thinking Washington Capitals, Washington Nationals, Baltimore Orioles, but I'm sure down here you guys like something better. I just moved here.
So. Yeah, I can tell you from
Washington. I was like, what?
Moved from Maryland, did you?
Yeah, I did.
I can tell.
So anyway, a good high-quality jersey for his favorite sports team is a good one, or a massage.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great idea, too, because a lot of people recently burned their jerseys, so maybe you could replace it. If you're one of those, hey, thanks so much. Like, man, I really wish I had my Jags jersey now that we got a home game this weekend and they're all standing up again. Too bad I burned it.
I know, right?
This was the Blown Off Replay on 95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. or hear it now on our podcast page at WAPE.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.